ジャパニーズポッド101でおじゃる。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia Lesson 16. How did you sleep last night in Japan?
Sakura desu. Konnichiwa. Hi everybody, this is Sakura.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're going to explore the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
JapanesePod101.com 擬態語・擬音語レッスンへようこそ。There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia, 擬音語 and 擬態語。
Gyongo are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds like our English onomatopoeia.
Such as kokekokko,
kakadoodle-doo,
and tick-tack.
Tick-tack, tick-tack, as the sound the clock makes. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describe the situation, feeling, or state using sound.
Niko-niko.
Grinning from ear to ear. We hope you'll join us for this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia.Without further ado, Sakura-san, shall we?
Hai.
Let's get on with this lesson. So far, we've been introducing onomatopoeia related to various emotions. From this lesson, starting in this lesson, you'll learn some onomatopoeia that explain how an action is done. Sakura-san, what action are we going to cover in this lesson?
眠る or 寝る, to sleep.
And the onomatopoeia associated with this verb are?
ぐっすり, うとうと, ぐーぐー. And suyasuya.
They're a little difficult to translate without context. So, Sakura-san, can we hear them in context?
Yūbe wa gusuri nemuremashita ka?
Did you sleep well last night? The first onomatopoeia we're looking at is
gusuri.
Gusuri indicates sleeping soundly. It's usually followed by the verb to sleep, nemuru or neru.
Gusuri nemuru or gusuri neru.
To sleep like a log, to sleep soundly, to sleep tight, to sleep fast.
So when you're really tired, ぐっすり眠る. You don't wake up easily, ね?
Okay, on to the next onomatopoeia. Sakura-san, what's the second one?
うとうと.
In context, please.
祖父はテレビを見ながらうとうとしている.
Grandpa's nodding off while watching TV. うとうと.Refers to the inability to resist drowsiness, such as like kind of dozing off or nodding off. Now, it refers to sleep that takes place outside of one's regular sleeping hours.
It's used together with the verb する, to do, like うとうとする.
To doze off, to fall into a light sleep, drowsy, or nod off. Now, before we introduce the next onomatopoeia, Sakura-san, can we use うとうとする when you have like a lunch coma?
何ランチコマって?
Kind of like when you eat a big lunch and you come back.
Yes!
And you're trying to concentrate, but your head is falling down.
そうですね。うとうとする。But うとうと is actually you are sleeping. You're not trying hard to, you know, resist the sleepiness, but you give in っていうかね。だから、例えば、たくさんお昼ご飯を食べて、you ate big lunch, ちょっとだけうとうとしちゃった。
A little nap, doze off after lunch,
そうそうそう
after a big lunch. うとうとする is to doze off, to fall into a light sleep, drowsy, to nod off. Now, before we introduce the next onomatopoeia, Sakura-san, please listen to this sound and say it in Japanese.
はい。グーグー。グーグー寝ていますね。How do you say this sound in English?
Snore. Can we have a sample sentence?
父はいびきをかいてグーグー眠っている。
Dad is fast asleep and snoring. グーグー originally describes an actual snoring sound. It also describes the state of sleeping well often associated with snoring.
グーグー寝る or グーグー眠る。
Fast asleep and snoring.Finally, we have
すやすや。赤ちゃんはすやすや眠っている。
The baby is sleeping peacefully. Suya Suya describes the state of someone sleeping comfortably and quietly, accompanied by the sound of light breathing.
Suya Suya neru or Suya Suya nemuru.
So, all the onomatopoeia we covered, Gusuri, Utouto, Gugu, and Suya Suya can be used with the verb to sleep, nemuru or neru, right?
But I think it's more natural to say Utouto suru than Utouto nemuru or Utouto neru. I think it's because Utouto is half awake and half asleep.
Sakura-san, speaking of Utouto, I know the similar expression, Kokkuri Kokkuri.
Kokkuri Kokkuri ne.
It's a little pause in there?
Yes. Kokkuri Kokkuri.
So there's a small tsu after ko. And this is to doze off or to nod off.
Mm.
Kokkuri describes the action of someone nodding.
Kokkuri is not a slow nod. It's kind of fast and maybe sudden nod.
So is that the nod we were talking about when your head kind of goes down and you pull back?
So. Kakun te ne.
And the motion Sakura-san was making when she said kakun was her head was in an upright position and then kind of went forward.
So it's hard to describe in sound, right?
Okay. Now this is a repetitive onomatopoeia. So it means that kokkuri nod continues. So kokkuri kokkuri describes the state of someone sitting on the chair and nodding off. This is a lunch coma.
So desu yo ne.
And maybe utouto is kind of, I have this image of a grandpa on the couch after Thanksgiving.
So desu ne.
Watching TV, but kind of just asleep with the remote in his hand. Okay, can we have a sample sentence with kokkuri?
国会では議員がこっくりこっくりしている.
The members of the diet are nodding off during the diet meeting. It's funny. And I kind of remember my zemi. The Japanese university system's kind of modeled after the German one where there's something called seminar. So you have a teacher who's kind of your mentor and you get together with other students once a week with the same mentor. So there'll be like six people and you take turns giving a presentation. And there's always someone nodding off.
こっくりこっくりしていた.
Usually the professor.
During presentation.
Okay, let's recap the usage of words we looked at in this lesson. And we're going to do this with sample sentences. Hai, Sakura-san, onegaishimasu.
The first phrase is gusuri nemuru.
To sleep like a log, to sleep soundly, to sleep tight, to sleep fast.
Yūbe jishin ga atta no? Gusuri nemutteita kara wakaranakatta.
There was an earthquake last night? I didn't notice it because I was sleeping like a log. That's a really good sample sentence because a lot of times people sleep right through the earthquakes.
Atto, yappari, kinō wa gusuri nemuremashita ka? That's quite popular, isn't it, when you're like staying at somebody's home or...
Yeah, did you sleep well?
So. Hai, yoku nemuremashita. Okagesama de.
Okay, what's the second word?
Utouto suru.
To doze off, fall into a light sleep, drowsy, not off.
仕事中についうとうとしてしまった.
I couldn't help nodding off during work.
これはランチコーマみたいな感じね.
This is just, I think, you actually go out here. You're actually out cold.
そうね.
Next phrase.
ぐうぐう眠る.
Fast asleep and snoring.
ケンはお酒を飲んでぐうぐうと眠っている.
Ken drank alcohol and is fast asleep and snoring.
Gugu nemuru is often associated with after drink, ne? Ibiki ga ookii desu yo ne. O sake o nonda ato wa. After you drink, snoring is bigger usually.
Yeah, I think it has to do with sleeping on your back. I think most people, if you sleep on your back, you snore. Like if you have to push them on their side. So they stop. Lastly, we have?
Suya suya nemuru.
To sleep peacefully.
すやすやと眠っている顔は天使なのにな.
He looks like an angel when he's fast asleep, but...
But... So, すやすやと眠っている顔は天使のようです. Would be just like an angel, but... なのにな.
なのにな.
It's but,ね. すやすやは usually associated with baby とか angel とかね.
Be sure to stop by the website and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of this lesson. Also, on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium subscription, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this and other series. You can find out more information by visiting JapanesePod101.com.
またね!